Studio 360.
I've always been interested in the movie rating system, PG-13 and R and all that. That is partly, I guess, because I was in the micro generation that it really hit hard first. There were no movie ratings until I turned 14 in 1968. And then suddenly, my friends and I were not allowed to buy tickets to cool movies like Easy Rider and The Wild Bunch. And ever since, I've wondered exactly what determines if a given movie is PG-13 rather than PG, or PG-13 rather than R, and so on. The documentary, This Film Is Not Yet Rated, a decade ago, looked into this process and how ratings can make or break a movie.
I got the call and they said NC-17. That's when my blood turned to ice water.
Because the studio won't release your movie.
I'm going to say the F word. It's the fascist system.
At the time, Howard Friedkin was on the official jury of raters for the Motion Picture Association of America, the MPAA. Since then, he has turned that experience into a career. He professionally advises filmmakers on how to get the ratings they want. That is, mainly to turn R's into PG-13s, because kids can go to PGs without an adult, which means a much larger potential audience. So what Friedkin typically does for his Hollywood clients is suggest exactly how much profanity or nudity or sex or violence has to be trimmed back. Howard Friedkin, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you.
How many people are on this board?
There, in screening a film, there's 8 to 13.
Are there any written codified rules, or is it just it's what you 10 people think?
There are a few guidelines, but every film is viewed and analyzed, separately. As an example, a guideline would be there's 2 F-bombs would get you into an R.
Hey! Did you touch my drum set?
Hey, knock it off!
You fucking crazy, man. You should be medicated. Fuck you, Brennan!
You could have 1 in a 13 for sure.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
But the second one, the F-bomb would have to be mentioned, a distance away from each other, a half hour after the first one said, or 20 minutes or something like that.
And what's the logic of that, of the distance?
That, again, that's the, that's one of the guidelines that...
just God gave you and you obey.
Yes.
So let's talk about each of the ratings. As you say, G, that's easy. That's a cartoon. That's whatever it is. And there's nothing in there. And we're just obviously
actually, if you think about it, if you're viewing like a Roadrunner cartoon or even like Bugs Bunny.
A lot of violence.
The violence in there. Yeah, that's good.
That's
as a kid.
Right.
Exactly. As a kid, we couldn't get enough of it. But now it would be PG.
Interesting. Really? So every time the coyote gets crushed by the Roadrunner?
Gets hit in the head
or blown up.
Especially blown. That could even maybe get it into a 13 depending on some parents. Yeah.
And then what pushes you from PG to PG-13?
Use of 1 F-bomb will get you into a 13.
Uh-huh.
Breast nudity.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls. Wearing this. Wearing only this.
And it has to be quick, and it has to be almost maybe clinical rather than sexual. If it's purely sexual, then that's going to probably take it into an R with a discussion, depending how long it is.
What else gets you to R?
Well, a drug. Obviously, drugs will get you
really?
Into an R.
Wait a minute, man. Let's smoke this fucking thing.
I can't, man. I gotta...
So, NC-17s, how many NC-17s in a year do they give these days?
Actually, when I was there, there weren't that many, maybe 5 that I know of.
And what gets you there from R?
That's like full nudity and, in a sexual situation, depending on, what the act is and so forth.
Right.
You can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs. For me, nymphomania was callousness.
Can violence get you to NC-17?
Oh, absolutely.
Over time, I mean, you were there from what year to what year as a rater?
From 2000 to 13.
So that was enough time to see at least some potential change in mores. Did the board get more sensitive or more lenient in various ways over that 13 years?
Probably they allowed a little bit more in the violent content in the 13. That seemed to have changed with these superhero pictures, G.I. Joe and Iron Man.
I am Iron Man.
Really? So more violence was allowed?
Yeah, because it was characterized as cartoon violence.
I have a couple of questions about that. One is, like, these are $150 million movies. Of course we got to give them a PG-13. Was that part of it?
Without trying to get fired from the board if I was still on it.
Yes, you're not. So go. Be honest.
There might be a situation where, you know, a big tentpole picture be allowed to, flex their muscles a little bit more.
Right. How about sex versus, you say violence has become more accepted over in this century and rated more leniently. Sex, same, different?
No, nudity is much more a concern. And for some reason, the parents really, they really focus on that.
Now, what about heterosexual sex versus homosexual sex?
That's a slippery slope too.
So to speak.
That still might be a little, a little stigma there.
But two women making out, or two guys making out, let's say, clothed.
Right.
It's a one-shot thing we got going on here.
There's nobody's business but ours.
You know I ain't queer.
Me neither.
That's going to be, that's a PG-13?
Yeah. Again, depending on if it's just simply kissing, it'll probably maintain in a 13.
And how about but a man and a woman doing that? That's not even going to be PG.
Oh, that's
right?
That would probably be PG.
Since the invention of the kiss, there have been 5 kisses that were rated the most passionate, the most pure. This one left them all behind.
Again, depending, if there's tongues going wild or
right.
wagging and all that,
So what a weird job you had. But anyway, the reason this is a thing at all at this point, right, is that by and large, a movie that is rated PG-13 has the chance of selling a lot more tickets than a movie that's rated R, right? That's the key thing,
yeah, that's
right?
The rule of thumb. Yeah, exactly. And that's why I kind of like formed my my company.
So talk about that. So you've been a raider, and like a guy who's worked for a senator, then you go and be a lobbyist, or I guess that's the equivalent, right? And so you have this firm, and producers and studios come to you and say, so Howard, tell us what to do.
They usually holler help, yeah.
But how does that work?
Well, first I ask them what rating they're after. If they're after an R, then, I tell them, hey, save your money and go put what you want into it because most likely you'll get your R.
Interesting.
If they want a 13, then I have to go ahead and make a, an elaborate report.
I'm fascinated by everything about this, so I'm going to slow it down. So they'll come to you with a script, and you'll say, if you just want an R, don't even worry, but we're talking about PG-13, fine. Take out this, put this on page 12, and then presumably if they think you're good and they still employ you, they show you the film as soon as they have a rough cut?
Yeah, they'll do that. Sometimes it's a lot different on paper versus film because depending on how they're going to shoot that bullet impacting the, the person, might just say on paper, bullet strikes Charles or whoever the character is. But in the film, you see it, exploding in the chest and the blood's flying everywhere. And I tell them, I warned you.
And so then you say, well, that's going to get you the way that blood splatter goes onto the lens or whatever is going to get you an R. You can't do that if you expect not to get an R.
Right. And there's a couple of other, I don't want to say tricks, but there's a couple of other, rather than seeing the person getting shot and the blood splattering at that point, you could just have the impact and then show the wall with the blood. These little things, tone it down. You could raise the music so you don't hear the, the gunshot. You know, there's a whole bunch of different things that can be done depending on the scene.
So I want to play some clips that have examples of scenes that might have been determining factors in those movies' ratings. Okay. And I want to have you be our color commentator, I guess, expert commentator on these. We're going to take a look and listen to a scene from Boogie Nights, the great 1997 movie about the porn movie world. The MPAA originally gave Boogie Nights an NC-17 rating, but after a few shrewd edits, the filmmakers negotiated it down to an R. The scene we're about to play is from the final R-rated version after it had been modified to get the correct rating. Bill Macy's character, who's part of the porn world, walks in on his wife, played by Nina Hartley, having sex with somebody else.
What the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck does it look like I'm doing?
Can you close the door?
Don't stop, Big Stud.
So the director of Boogie Nights, the great Paul Thomas Anderson, said that the MPAA problem, the rating board problem, was that it was the speaking, that because they reshot it, where they pause from actually having active humping, and she speaks, and then they return. That's what allowed him to get an R instead of an NC-17. Does that sound plausible?
Yeah. It's also the amount of thrusts or humps that's in the scene.
The number?
It can definitely be the prolonged, you know, action of it.
Really, like, so 3 would get you an R, but 10, no way.
Yeah, something like that. And plus, the way it was framed, I believe her breasts were not completely shown. They were just kind of like right at the, I guess, the nipple margin or something.
Uh-huh.
So that might have helped as well.
Now, the King's Speech. I wasn't even aware that that's an R-rated picture because I'm not a teenager and my kids are grown. and I don't think of it as a film that would have been R-rated, but it was. And maybe because of this scene, which is the moving session with his speech therapist, where King George discovers that he doesn't stammer when he curses.
You know the F word?
Fornication?
Oh, Bertie.
Fuck. Fuck, 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 fucking fuck, fuck, fucking bugger, 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 buggity, 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 fuck.
Terrific.
Which was a
terrific, great
scene. It was Colin Firth playing George VI and Jeffrey Rush
as
the speech therapist. So they just decided, we love that scene, and probably 15-year-olds aren't going to go to this without their parents anyway, so fuck it.
Again, you can watch that film and just say, okay, so he says, you know, fuck 8-10 times, whatever
yes.
it is. But it's such a great film
yes.
and such a great, you know, meaningful, you know, performances. And you're not using it sexually. It's just to help this, you know, this guy to come to terms with his stuttering. But if I go in there rating the film based on that, then, you know, that's not, you know, that...
A parent would be surprised if you made that a PG-13 and they went and saw that scene.
Yeah, they're going to be taken back.
So now that any 12-year-old can watch anything he or she wants anytime on her computer or probably television, what's the point? Isn't the MPAA and the ratings at this point starting to be a little... quaint?
No, that's the whole key, is that I don't care what's happening in your house. I don't care what's happening down the street.
Right.
I'm rating this film according to how I think the normal parent's going to view this. And I'm just giving you the information as to what this contains.
So in your lifetime, in my lifetime, you think this will continue because parents will still want to know and they still have a basic understanding of, okay, this is what PG-13 means, this is what R means, this is what NC-17 means, and I want to know that for my kids' sake.
It's better than, you know, censorship, which, you know, obviously would take over unless something changes.
Howard Friedkin, thank you very much. This has really been a completely illuminating delight for me.
Oh, I'm glad. No, I had a great time.
Howard Friedkin is the founder of Film Rating Advisors.